Let us get started with session two of our four processing trauma and grief calls. Welcome back to this space that we're going to create together. Let's begin with a grounding exercise, a grounding meditation. Please close your eyes and let your breathing be easy and relaxed but full. And notice what it feels like in your body at this point. Just do a scan as you let your breathing be easy and relaxed. Notice what's happening in your body and decide that whatever it is, it's okay. I want you to decide that during our time together in this session, that you are willing to surrender and let go and shed the energies of other people, as well as stress and tension that have come up today or recently. Just set the intention that you are willing to let go of these things during our time together today. I want you to call in your own guidance team and let them know that you're open to their support in all the ways that it may come through, even if you don't know who they are or what they do or how they have helped you. Invite them in and thank them in advance. And now send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, the first chakra, down into the earth. And on your inhales, begin drawing the energy of the earth up into your body, thanking the earth for being available to you 24/7 to ground in this way, and to interrupt the strategies of your mind that always seek to keep you from processing trauma and grief and other difficult things. The mind is an analyst as well as a watchdog, a perimeter alarm, to try to keep you from having to go through painful experiences or painful experiences of the same type you have experienced in the past. So drawing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, scan your body, follow this energy through your body, note what is happening in your body, and decide that whatever it is, it's okay. Now, as this is session two, we're going to comment for a moment on some of the things that may have occurred for you after session one, during or after. When we are together in these sessions, when you are hearing us or listening to this, we are pushing buttons and stretching different corners of your field and asking you to make decisions that clean out or put light on certain dark corners in your consciousness, in your unconscious, actually. And then during the time when you are not on this call, between listening to these MP3s or these calls, then it is your challenge to deal with the parts of you that are activated. So I want you to decide right now that you are willing to continue feeling whatever it is that needs to be felt in order to be processed. Decide that you are willing to always keep in mind when doing this work that you are stronger than pain and fear you may carry. I want you to decide to get rid of any stress and tension or debris since the last time that we were together in session one. Decide you cannot possibly use any debris or the remnants or residues of pain, of victim-oriented identities, or fears that you are not stronger than pain, trauma, grief, depression, fear. Decide that you're willing to gather all those things up in the center of your field and send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving those energies. You can actually push them down in your exhales, and then also on your inhales, continue breathing that energy of the earth up. Don't worry about catching debris. Your intentionality, or drawing up the negativity back again, your intentionality to get rid of what doesn't belong is everything. Now, silently in your mind, if you are open to receiving energy work from us, a combination of Metatron, Jehudi, and also the channel Tom, if you are open to receiving this energy work, please first decide that you are willing to be affected by the vibrations coming through the channel's voice during this call. It has probably already begun. And then we would like silent permission to step into your space and do this energy work for you. So if you are open to that at this point, please say, yes, please, I am open, and thank us in advance for what we're going to do with you. And if you're not ready at this point, you can always say, yes, please, later, but say no thank you now if you're not ready. Continue breathing the energy of the earth up into your body fully until further notice. At this point, draw it up to your root chakra. And we're going to begin today by spinning this root chakra. I want you to decide that you are fine in this moment. I want you to decide that you are willing to see that you are at all times supported by life, the universe, your guides, your social network, your nexus of friends and family. And I want you to decide that whatever painful thing has happened to you is in fact part of your support system. Whatever painful thing has occurred has happened to show you what it is to experience it and how to work through it. If you consider that for a moment, the things that parts of you want to turn away from, things that you know, if you brought light and love to them, they would get better, but you don't want to risk getting lost in their negativity. Think about anything like that. Pain, grief, trauma, abuse. All of these things function for a human to add to the soul's repertory while living a human life. The soul says, what does it mean to experience this kind of loss, for example, given this set of conditioning variables? What if in a life I'm born into a family where people know how to grieve? Well, loss is experienced differently than in another family. So all these variables are chosen over different lives. To give the soul a variety of experiences, everything that has hurt you fits this pattern. I want you to decide you are willing to see all that has hurt you as fitting a pattern to teach your soul, to teach Goddess and God and all that is, more about being human through the lens of you. putting your attention back on the cords into the earth. Draw this energy fully up into your body. Open the cords even wider, these openings into your field, into your body. Open them even wider. Relax, open these openings so that you can drink in the energy of the earth, even more of it, even deeper. I want you to scan your body once again. Notice what is happening in different parts of your body. Notice if energy feels to be moving, or perhaps you have a topical sensation, a skin feeling, an activation or heat or coolness. Be aware of everything that's happening in your body right now and decide that it's okay. I want you to decide that your body is your ally in your human journey. Decide that you are willing to feel any emotions that have been stored or buried or shelved within you. And I want you to decide that you are willing to transform through encountering them. I want you to thank your body for all that it does for you, for all that it shows you and tells you about the rest of your life and the rest of your consciousness. Please decide that you are not afraid of your body. Please decide that you are willing to care for your body in ever increasingly conscious and attentive ways. Drinking in the energy of the earth on every inhale. Now pull that energy up through the root all the way up to the fourth chakra, the heart center. And on your exhales, gently relax open this fourth chakra. On every exhale, gently relax open the fourth chakra. Notice this may put your attention on tension that is somewhere else in your body. Decide that you are willing to heal all that ails you and that you're willing to do it with fourth chakra energy. I want you to make a commitment to yourself that when things get tough, you will return to your heart in this way. continue doing this process while we ask you to make these next set of decisions. Decide that you are willing to transform through encountering fear by generating love. Decide that you are willing to transform through pain of all kinds, emotional pain, by generating love. And I want you to realize that being in a metaphysical or spiritual direction, you have undoubtedly heard quite a lot about compassion, and you've heard about it from us and from this channel and many, many others. But when we ask you to open your heart, we ask you to own your power as a divine being and open your heart. We had your attention on the root chakra for quite a while, and then to bring it up to the fourth chakra. Yes, we want your heart to be open. We want compassion to be here, to be your choice, so that you realize it is your divine power, but you must own the past, and you must be in your body, and be willing to own the past and be willing to be in your body first. As you inhale for the next few breaths, trace the energy that comes up into your body all the way up through your feet and legs, your hips and your torso, all the way up to the fourth chakra, deciding to own all parts of you, all aspects of yourself. In session one, we opened up a space and left it open, and something came up, very likely for each of you. Today we're being very intentional. We're going to have you be intentional. We're going to ask you to invite to the table, so to speak, a part of you from this life or another life, a part of you that is a portion of consciousness that affects you and informs you. That is oriented either toward something traumatic or something that needs to be grieved, or both. There's overlap, of course. So decide that you are willing to call to the table a part of you who needs to speak regarding these themes that we are exploring in this series of sessions. Decide once again that you are stronger than any pain or fear that you may feel because you have the power of love to generate fourth chakra energy in the face of pain and fear. Call this part forward. Right now, it's kind of a general blanket invitation. It's a very broad, generic thing. And I want you to, as you do this, scan your body still. Notice where in your body you may feel something, a tension. Heat, cold, pressure, a muscle twitch, chills, Goose flesh or goosebumps? And I want you to decide you are open to feeling this, if you are feeling something. Thank your body for manifesting this energetic reality. And tell this part of you that you are stronger than pain or fear because you understand how to activate the heart in a grounded way. I want you to decide that you are willing to hold space for this part of you to speak to you through emotion, memory, and/or dreams, through a manifestation on or in your body, that you're willing to allow this part to speak to you and you're willing to listen because you know you're stronger than pain or fear. It could be a younger version of you, a child. It could even be what you've been working with this last week. It could be another life issue that you don't know how to put your finger on or don't understand how to understand or articulate. It could be a sense of something, a whiff of something on the breeze, so to speak, in your emotional landscape. But decide you are willing to hold space to find out what needs to be communicated to your conscious self now. Now, for the next few moments, breathe that energy of the earth up into your root chakra again, leaving the heart where it is. Don't close the heart, but just kind of stop feeding it for a moment. Bring this energy up to your root chakra. Invest, build, billow up this first chakra. And I want you to decide that in this moment, together with us and your team, that everything is fine and you are safe. We are spinning this root chakra again. You can imagine this gently and slowly, but spinning it. I want you to decide that you are willing to see in what ways you are supported by life, your friends and family, your communities, your guides, the universe, us. I want you to decide that you are willing to see the species as your community. That you are willing to view all of humanity as your community and your support structure. Decide that you are willing to dissolve boundaries between yourself and other when it comes to knowing that you are supported. Partitions, blocks, walls. Now, please decide that you are willing to own everything that has happened to you, good and bad. That you are willing to own it as your co-creation. Decide that you are willing to empower yourself through loving any time that you were booted out of somewhere you felt you belonged. Decide you are willing to love your way through any time when a group of which you were part didn't see or understand you and couldn't accept you. You are now willing to love your way through that memory. I want you to decide that you are willing to love your way through any issues about not being accepted or celebrated by your family of origin or the family that raised you. And decide that you are willing to see every single thing that happened to you when you were young in family and community as a gift from other souls. Imagine this root chakra spinning. Decide you are willing to shed resistance to loving your way through any such root chakra difficulty. You are willing to shed resistance, that you are willing to own your divine power to love your way through disconnection, feeling that you had to leave somewhere, feeling that you didn't belong, or perhaps at this current time in your life, perhaps you may feel you haven't found the right place to belong. Decide that you are willing to own all parts of yourself and all of your experiences as co-creations. I want you to decide that no matter what it is that you have experienced in this life and other lives, that nothing is wrong. That everything is fine, because your soul has learned much about being a human through your human experience. Now at this point, I want you to decide that any debris that does not belong here, anything that's ready to go, the energies of other people, perhaps your own resistance or judgment of what has occurred, perhaps your resistance to accepting a particular painful or traumatic or grief-oriented situation as your divine co-creation, any resistance to these things, any energies of other people, decide you are no longer willing to carry a disempowered vision of who you are or may be. Gather that energy, the excess garbage, karmic debris, into the center of your field, the center of your body and your energy field. Gather it all up together and will firmly, powerfully, that it go down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Decide that any energies that cannot match the empowering frequencies that we are sharing with you during this session must leave. Any bit of energy that says you should not be honest with yourself needs to go. Any bit of energy that is resistance to being yourself fully without apology needs to go. Any resistance, any bits of energy that represent or function as resistance to seeing that all that has occurred to you is in fact support from the universe, from life, from other souls, needs to go. Any resistance to putting yourself first and investing in yourself through self-respect and self-care-based choices needs to go. We are still spinning this root chakra in each of you. Now, please draw the energy through the root chakra up to the fourth chakra once again, to the heart center, and on every exhale, gently relax open this fourth chakra once again, and decide that you are willing to forgive everything across time that everybody has ever done, including you. Decide that your power now, at this stage in your life, and your spiritual conscious awareness-based development and evolution, your power is in forgiving after you own what has occurred. Decide that you are willing to forgive yourself for past choices that have created pain. And decide that you are willing to forgive others for the same thing. Decide you are willing to forgive others if they have not seen you. And if they have not understood you. And if they have not figured out with you how to co-create a sense of togetherness or belonging that has led to pain. Now we're going to begin spinning the first, the root, and the fourth together. What I want you to do is, instead of breathing out on your exhales, I want you to shift your tactic here to simply bringing the energy from the earth up through your body up to the fourth chakra, and then on your exhale, just let go. Let this energy fill your fourth chakra. I want you to decide that in this moment, here with us and your team, that everything is fine and that you are safe. I want you to decide that you are committed to being honest with yourself about what you feel and who you are, and also what you need to do for yourself at any given time. I want you to decide that you are always going to see and understand and accept who you are. And I want you to decide that as memories of other things float to the surface, that you are willing to feel what you feel and to hold space for parts of you that need to unwind pain or grief, including anger, which is a response to these things. Decide that you are stronger than pain, fear, anger, and grief because you can generate love intentionally. And now return to exhaling through on your exhales through the fourth chakra. And either one of two things. You may be practiced at the channel's meditation with a white cord of light that wraps around you. If you're comfortable with that, do that. Otherwise, generate kind of a blob, so to speak, from your fourth chakra and let that envelop you. Either way, breathe in from the earth through the cords in your feet and your root chakra on every inhale, deeply and fully being grateful to the earth for having this energy to draw from, to use, to rely on, to support you. And then out through the fourth chakra, wrapping yourself in loving energy. And for a moment, we are going to shift our frequencies to a little bit of a lighter expression because we're going to ask you to keep opening the heart and bring this gentler energy out more and more, generating this gentle energy. Just keep doing this, please. Next, please decide that you are willing to relax daily. Please understand that to receive support that is always there and always trying to reach you, you must be relaxed open. And so we have discussed in each of these sessions that you are powerful because you can generate fourth chakra love energy. I also want you to have the image of this fourth chakra as a wonderful guidance tool for you on a daily basis. When you know you're safe, you can allow it to tell you through being opened or closed, or a gentle sense of opening in the direction of something or someone, or a gentle sense of closing in the direction of something or someone. So we want you to decide right now that you are willing to, on a regular basis, know that you are safe and supported, so that you can, on a regular basis, relax open the fourth chakra to let it help you, guide you. Now I want you to call to the table, so to speak. Call to the fore. Any part of you that could use a self-interested, heart-opening investment in you. In other words, a part of you that needs love and support, that could use it, that has felt isolated or lost, or not deserving of love and support. Call that part forward right now. You don't have to know who this person or part of you is. It may be an inner kid, it may be not. Just calling forward part of you that needs to know what we are asking you to decide here, that you are safe and that you are supported. There may also be a line around the block of parts of you who show up or want to now. This is fine. decide that for this part or all of these parts of you, that you are willing to own your power as a divine being to generate love and to be the source of love that you need in your life. Decide that no part of you needs to hide or feel shunned or isolated because of something that has occurred in your past. Decide that all parts of you are welcome. And decide that you are willing to hear them speak through feeling and through manifestations, temporary ones, in and on your body. Decide that even if you have felt left behind by others in any context, or left out in any way, for any reason, decide that this will never happen again, because you can own all parts of you, celebrate all parts of you, and learn to integrate all these different aspects of self and personality into an aligned being who is willingly multidimensional and willing to own that being's power. Next. While still wrapping yourself in this, enveloping yourself in this field, this heart-centered field, I want you to decide that you are willing to own all of your human potentials without judgment or shame. I want you to decide that you are willing to own, without judgment or shame, all thoughts and motivations that may exist within you. I want you to decide that you are in charge of how you behave and what you choose to do and how you respond to situations and other people. Now I want you to acknowledge that life can be a pretty wild ride. And I want you to decide that you are stronger than any fear that may rise up in you about what life has to offer or might offer. I want you to acknowledge what is, from our perspective and your soul's perspective, a fact. I want you to acknowledge that none of your human lives, including this one, is supposed to be pain-free. And I want you to decide that you're willing to see that painful scenarios occur to teach us, to teach soul, which is divine consciousness, how to be a person, how to navigate being here in this way. And so I want you to decide that you're willing to see the events of your life as perfect. Continue this process of breathing the energy of the earth fully into your body on every inhale, and enveloping yourself in this hopefully peaceful energy of the fourth chakra. When you really open the heart, please understand, what has been stored there wants to come out. We have already, earlier in this session, asked you to choose that you are not afraid of what you may feel. That is why we do this. What is waiting for you when you open your heart consistently in the ways that we are doing in these sessions? By first, especially today's session, by first pushing buttons in the lower chakras and escalating the intensity of the frequency that we share with you, and we are leading you on a bit of a wild ride, and then we ask you to generate energy from your heart. This is training, because what is waiting for you when you learn to do that, to accept intensity and choose to open the heart in the face of that intensity. When you do that, you find that there is no intensity you cannot handle. That is one thing. And this changes your relationship to your emotions. We do not ask you to decide that you are tough, that you're a tough kid. Or that you are able to persevere through anything and freight train through things. We don't ask you to do that without being grounded and opening the heart. Notice every time we talk about power, we talk about owning a feeling, an emotion, an experience, a memory, owning a pain, and then choosing to transform through generating love in the face of that pain or that memory. If at first you open the heart in this way and tears come, this is fine. This will pass. Waves of energy within you need to break. You feel energy as emotion. So waves of emotion want to break. That is the normal part of this process. Now, at this point, please decide firmly that everything that cannot match the frequency of love that you are generating, and the empowered frequency of no nonsense, tell it like it is, truth and honesty that we are sharing with you this whole time. Decide that any energies that cannot match those frequencies, anything that doesn't belong to you, anything you cannot use any longer to tell you who you are because you are not willing to define yourself in terms of past pain or disconnection or fear. Gather everything that fits that and send it down through the cords into the earth, and thank the earth for receiving those energies. One more round of this. Anything that doesn't belong to you. The trauma and grief and pain and anger of others, perhaps. Decide you cannot possibly use these energies to tell you who you are. Gather them in the center of your space and send them down, just like the other stuff, through the cords into the earth, and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Thank you. Next, breathe the energy of the earth all the way up to your crown, so you can relax this thing in this loving envelope in which you have been surrounding yourself with. Breathe the energy fully up into your body, up to your crown, and then just back down again. Scan your whole body now, head to toe or toe to head, either way, to notice what you are feeling physically and energetically. Note what it is and decide that it's fine. Next, leave the cords into the earth where they are. Just leave them open, but just put your attention on breathing supportive energy from the cosmos and your guides, including us, in through your crown chakra, the top of your head, the seventh chakra. This is usually it's a very noticeable change for people. The kind of energy this is very different, as well as the filter of the seventh chakra is very different than the root chakra. It's lighter, it moves quicker, but it doesn't keep us in our bodies. So just do that for a few breaths. Decide once again that you are willing to relax, to receive support and guidance that is always attempting to get through to you. Decide once again that you're willing to see all of the events of your life that stand out as indicative of the fact that you belong on this planet and that you are supported. And now begin breathing from above through the crown and from below through the root and the feet, simultaneously drawing both kinds of energy into the center of your space, center of your body. And then back out again, above and below. If you are not practiced at this, it might seem a little strange, but just give it a shot. Now I want you to decide, we did this in the first session, we're doing it again today. I want you to decide that you are no longer willing to live through a sense of disconnection with others or with communities. Decide that you are no longer willing to live through a sense of disconnection from your emotions. And please decide that you are no longer willing to live through a disconnection with your body. And decide that you are no longer willing to live through a sense of disconnect with parts of you that need love and support. Realize that everything in our lives that seems like it is or has gone wrong has to do with our perception, the human personality's perception, that there is not enough love or safety or security or support or celebration of self. And I want you to decide that you are willing to become the source of love for yourself on all levels, in all ways. And now, as you breathe in from above and below, breathe out through your fourth chakra to activate that. Wrap this cord around you. Extend this field or glob of love cloud energy to wrap itself around you either way. And decide that you are no longer willing to entertain perceptions of disconnection and victimhood. Decide that you are willing to see all the events of your life as pushing you to become the source of love for yourself. Realize that with this information and these perspectives, you can fully relax to receive the support that wants to come to you. And decide once again to become the source of love for yourself on all levels, in all ways. And one last time for today. Decide that all energies that cannot match these frequencies of love must go down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving them. Decide that every bit of energy that doesn't belong to you or that was never for you in the first place but you took on, you cannot possibly use this to tell you who you are. Send it down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth again. This is bringing us to the end of our time together in this session. So we're going to relax our frequency so we can gently ease out of this over the next minute or two. Please scan your body and notice what is happening in or on it. Scan each part of your body, head to toe. Whatever you find, relax into it. Anything that the channel may have borrowed from you unintentionally, he is going to give back to you now. Anything he may have loaned to you inadvertently, he's calling back to himself. Please echo that from your own perspective. Please thank your guidance team and thank us, this blending of Metatron, Jehudi, and Tom. And be well and be kind to yourself and be in touch with the channel with any questions or comments about this process as it unfolds. Good night, and we will talk to you for session 3 next week.